Hey everyone, this episode today is about AI. AI in a virtual CA. That's a powerful combination. There's so much coming out. Like all of you, Mark and I have spent a lot of time talking with different AI companies. What can we use? What's applicable now? What are the strengths? What are the weaknesses of it? But something I think you're missing in this conversation that's going to help accelerate it over the next couple of years is an assistant alongside of you. You don't have the time and energy to get on all these calls, vet all these systems. We're going to go in depth about this absolute lethal combination of AI along with a virtual assistant. That's what today's episode's about. And as always, this episode is brought to you by Cairo Matchmakers. We average placing over 200 associate docs around the country each and every year. If you need help finding staff for your office, it's what we do. We'd love to help you. Let's do it. Hey, everybody. Welcome into the show. I am Dr. Alan Miner here with Dr. Mark. I was going to change my shirt. I forgot. I thought of it right as I hit record, Doc. As always, we do a couple of these episodes on the same day. It's fine. We're going to roll with it. I don't think anybody cares that we have the same shirts on. I want to talk about AI. And what's really, I think, the superpower of a chiropractic practice right now, AI is a little weird. We're going to talk about it. We're all trying to figure it out. We all want to use it. But there's 20 different ways to use it. And are the products really what they say they are? And do we really need to hire a product? Should we build a product? We'll touch on that. But the super weapon I'm seeing is the AI combined with the virtual chiropractic assistant, the virtual assistant in AI. I think that's the future. And so we want to get into that as well. I've been shopping AI like probably most chiropractors. That alone's a reason to get a good VCA on your team. I don't have the bandwidth. I started offloading it to my executive assistant. Can you do a call and give me a summary on this? What's the cost? What's the capability? I did a few of those presentations. I've done a lot of them, Mark. You just did one recently, I think, on phones. Is that right?
I did. We do a lot of Facebook marketing for my clinic, lead follow-up. And what we know is that if you don't get a hold of them in less than a minute, that lead cools off very, very quickly into a cold lead. So yeah. I used to do calls in my office. Now I've taken it out. VCAs are doing those calls. And when we can get to them in a minute or two, what we're going to do is we're going to close around 30% compared to less than 10% if you're following up, you know, multiple hours later. So time to lead is massively important. So number one, I do believe there's a hybrid situation that needs to happen. I just did an AI SDR. Guy built an SDR over a weekend and showed me the example he had. I was impressed. I'm going to be honest with you. Downloaded my information, downloaded my ROF, downloaded my my welcome video from my site, and he came back and the AI bot did a great job. The only issue, there's a couple issues. Number one, still not that emotional connection. I don't think they're great at getting like a life effect and really moving that conversation forward. But number two, there's a lot of closed EHRs that are out there, so can't look at my schedule. So if you're using Go High Level as your lead flow software, you can use a schedule inside a Go High Level, but it's not going to, in my case, opt and go into ChiroTouch at this point because it's closed. Yeah. So what I think should happen and needs to happen is really twofold. Number one, I still believe a virtual CA is the number one way to go to get lead calls. Less than a minute, reach out. They're trained up. They do awesome job at using scripting. They have empathetic connection. They'll learn it. Our VCAs that we can help hire you are excellent inside of this platform of doing lead calls for social media opt-ins. What I believe I'm going to do in the build-out side of it is it's going to be on the back end of the follow-up, right? So what's going to happen is you're going to have leads that don't follow up. You're going to move them through your Go High Level process, and there's going to be leads that aren't going to be you would consider these leads haven't reached out to me. So what I think is going to happen is we're going to build out an AI bot on the back side of that will just reach out to these leads that are no longer called. It's the follow-up process that I think AI can be really an expert with. And that's that hybrid level, I believe, is that next integration that I believe is coming.
Yeah, there's a lot of the inbound phone side, the outbound phone. I think we all know it's going to go there. It's interesting, in some of the chiropractic chat groups, I see a lot of concern over that empathetic connection, you know, particularly if you have a specialized upper cervical practice, a pediatric practice. you've got a mom who's been dealing with a child with ADHD or autism or seizures, and you've got an AI bot. You know, there's a little bit of an there's a big incongruency between this high touch, personable, empathetic world we live in as chiropractors, and then an AI bot answering the phones. I think we all think they'll probably get more empathetic. But gosh, we test everything. You know, we're still trying to find, there's a couple filters out there that can help take accents. And you take the strongest Indian, Asian, you name the accent, Hispanic accent, and it turns it into a Texas draw if you want. You know, there's AI inside of notes to help with note taking. They're still trying to figure out the HIPAA side of that. You know, where's the fine line on the computer wrote the notes, so is the doctor responsible for that or not? The point is this. We all know it's coming. We see it coming. We want to participate, but it's now taken a new level of bandwidth to start figuring out what these things are. Which ones do you go with? You know, now there's people who offer these services, but like you just said, this guy built his own on a weekend. Should you just build your own version of it? Because there's platforms that help you do that.
Yeah.
This is where the VCA is, I think, the future, because I think what's going to happen is more and more tasks we can offload to AI, but you still need a person overseeing it and managing it. And so why would you not start with a VA now that you build a relationship with, who you get used to delegating tasks to, that you can have start to research these? You know, probably every other day, if not every day, I send something to my VA saying, hey, get on a call with this company. I want to hear what this is about. Give me the details. And that's not my time. And so now I'm hearing reports back. And that combination is, I think, lethal. If you really want to grow a profitable practice that's cutting edge, it's this blend of technology, of AI, and of a great VCA. And when that's all being coordinated, wherever it ends up going for us here in the next 6 months, year, 2 years, what it does is it frees up the doctor and maybe one person, it depends on the clinic, but less staff, where they're now connecting with people. Because the other thing that's going to happen with AI, I think, Dr. Mark, is personal connection is really going to ratchet up. It's going to become a prized possession, something that was handmade. And it's a secret weapon to chiropractic, is we touch people. People, you know, for 20 years, I've realized there's people, we're probably the only times they get another human connection the whole week when they're getting adjusted on the table. And so that's kind of our secret weapon that I don't, you know, maybe there'll be robots, but can a robot really convey innately what a true healer that a chiropractor is conveys? I'm going to argue probably not. But for sure, the connection that a human gives, the more you can free up your team to do that, to connect, the better your office is. I mean, I've had years where it's like I've got staff buried in the back office trying to get the end of day stats out, or trying to get an insurance verification because somebody wanted to know a question, or trying to build a super bill because somebody was coming in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so, and then they miss saying hi and greeting 10 people that come in, which that might be the bright spot that connects them to the clinic. And so that's where we're seeing, as technology buys more time freedom, the chiropractor, their clinical certainty, their connection with patients, and their team that's in office, their ability to connect and really uplift people. I think there's a premium. I think it's a secret weapon. I think the more present time consciousness your team has with the people in the door, I think the more successful you're going to see the clinic grow. That's my observation of it. What are your thoughts?
My thought process was the same, is that there's nothing like a healer, a chiropractor, right? The hands-on. I know in my practice, I mean, hugs are given out all day and high fives. It was my birthday yesterday and I was in my practice and I probably had 55, 60 hugs and a busy day and pictures. And I mean, it was so cool to see, and people love that touch. And I had people's husbands in the morning that the wife was in the afternoon and brought cookies and a card. And they just started care like 2 weeks ago. It was so cool to see. I'm sorry, but AI can't do that.
Yeah.
What I'll also add on to that is that I think you nailed it on the head. As we get further into technology, people are going to want the human contact, that human connection. And what's awesome is that if you bring virtual assistants into your office, VCAs, that are handling the paperwork and are getting on calls when your phone rings, or they're handling the insurance, and they can handle those things for your CAs that are in front of your patients, that they can have more of that human contact, that they're helping out with that re-exam and they're talking to them during a laser, or, you know, helping them out in active therapy, and they're not, oh, give me a minute, I gotta go answer the phone, or oh, give me a minute. There's nothing worse in that situation of connection than when you leave that conversation to go do something less important, but you do it anyway. How many times you've been in that situation in a business? You're in the middle of a conversation and something comes up and they're trying to catch it, and all of a sudden you lose that special moment. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you docs, if you can focus on your patients more, allow your CAs to do more with your patients, and allow VCAs to take on jobs that don't need to be done in your office so your CAs can pay attention, you are going to be unlike any other clinic inside of your region, inside of your town, inside of your area.
Yeah, that's something we kind of stumbled on years ago. We started outsourcing to a team of VAs our phones for our clinics. And we provide that service still for a lot of chiropractors. Just not having the phone ring in the office, because we would have that. You'd be having this conversation and then the phone rings and you could see the CA like, crap. And then I always have to laugh. It was when we first started doing Google ads. They put, I think it's called a snippet on the website, and I got a report, and we had like 50 calls come from through the Google snippet, and we answered one of them. And I think I was paying at the time $2,000 or something, $2,500. And I was like, all right, this is interesting. It's doing what I wanted to do, but because we prioritize connection, the default is the staff lets the phone ring. And so not having the phones ring in our clinics has been really priceless. You know, that's an example of this. And now AI is coming along, so we're going to have some options, and optionality is just growing. But having great people that can connect when they come across the threshold is a big deal. And there's nothing like, again, there's so much to learn with AI. I don't, you know, some of you are learners and you love getting on those calls, but I'm not. I need to know the end result. I need to know if I can apply it, what's it going to cost, and how's it going to impact our business. That's where my team can help do those calls, get that information, and help me make faster decisions by presenting it. And then they can go learn it. I don't have time to learn how to integrate that system into our systems, but I've got a trusted team of offshore talent around me who've integrated systems at much higher level tech companies before. This is child's play inside of my chiropractic clinics. It's a game changer having that team of offshore VAs who can help integrate this, learn this. It really is going to help keep you on the cutting edge. Because, Mark, I don't know about you. When I came out 21 years ago, we used to use these things called killer ads. And those things were great. I don't remember the guy who wrote them, but, you know, he used one of the great copywriters. But, you know, we came out and we had a lot of success for killer ads. But, like, I'd learned about those when I was in chiropractic school. And docs had been using those for 5-8 years before I got on the scene, and then I used them and they worked. They still may exist. There was a phone calling company called Metro Marketing. They used to cold call people. Did you ever use that?
That's what I opened up with. I had that.
Yeah. They'd send a fax and they'd, you know. My point is, like, we did spinal screenings for years. Like, it didn't change much. And now all of a sudden, it changes every 3 months. What's working on social media? Where? What ads? What Google? What Facebook? What ads? What AI? The speed at which a business owner has to operate and adapt today is nothing like it used to be when we first started. All the more reason you need a team that's helping you stay on the cutting edge, because you just don't have the bandwidth. If you're doing what lies in your strengths and your God-given gifts and talents as the leader of your business, as the founder, you're not going to have time to stay on the cutting edge, but you need to know about what's out there and how you can apply it and how it can save you money. I just can't lean enough. The missing advantage to most of the docs listening here is not having an A-level executive assistant, and that's a very quickly solvable problem these days.
100%. I got to commend you. You're one of the first people I knew that took phone calls out of your office, centralized them, and it's incredible. And I've seen what it's done, and it's helped us in our practice to do some of that same thing. Yeah. But you're exactly right. I mean, today, like you and I both, I spend time in ChatGPT and Grok, and I'm using AI myself, but that's for me to move my business forward faster. I have team of CAs and doctors and VCAs handling my patients. Yeah. And that's where you're going to speed things up, guys and gals listening to this call. If you're the owner, you can be living in those spaces. You can use your VCAs to do it, but inside, still in front of your patients want that human contact. If it's on a call, if it's in front of them as a patient being adjusted, doing active therapy, doing a re-exam, they want to be face to face with you. And like you said, I don't think AI is going to replace that special connection anytime soon.
Agreed. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate your time. Have a good one.
Have an awesome afternoon, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.